the very first Life on Fire event, yeah. I was actually moving to San Diego, and it happened to be the exact same weekend I was moving to San Diego, so that was perfect timing. And originally, when I had actually put in my deposit, I didn't know I was gonna be moving. So when I finally ended up moving the same exact weekend, it was like total chaos. Everything's like fall. And I thought, I've gotta still go to this event just to get my deposit back. So I went to the event, and what was incredible was just, it was absolutely life-changing. Total sign from God that I needed to be there.
Probably a couple months before I actually ended up going to the event, which I didn't even know it was about to take place, is I was talking to my friends, and I was telling them how I wanted to, first and foremost, meet someone that I could really, like, you know, true love, as we would say, men at that point when we're single, trying to search and do all the dating stuff, and it just, you know, it. At that moment, I realized what I need to do. And one of the things that I remember writing down on my vision board is to surround myself by entrepreneurs and find events that will bring those type of people too. So people that are driven, so it's not just business owners or entrepreneurs, but really people that are seeking to grow. So, and then as I put that vision out there for myself, I saw a Facebook ad appear on my newsfeed. I remember specifically like on a right, and I heard of Nick and the Life on Fire because of being in San Diego, and I ended up clicking on the ad and signing up and realizing it's really so close. It's right here in San Diego, and I went to the event with that mindset, like, let me just meet epic people. That was really the goal for me, and I knew that, like, I'll get a lot more from it outside of just meeting people. However, that was like my ultimate goal going into it.
Yeah, so the first 2 days I wasn't able to come because I was moving in. So it wasn't until the third day that I was like, okay, I have to make it to this event. I can't miss this whole weekend. And by then I was so overwhelmed with the move that I was just like ready for some positive energy. So I knew it was gonna be worth my while, and it absolutely was. So yeah, so at lunchtime, at the lunch break, we were both in the Lowe's Hotel, and there's like a little market area.
And that's, on Sunday, I strolled in on Sunday a little late, just being transparent, celebrated a friend's birthday the night before. It was this close that I almost did not go that Sunday, because I had friends over here. We were having breakfast the next day on Sunday, watching football, because we're on the West Coast. Football starts here at like 9:30 a.m. So it's like, man, do I stay and watch football, or do I go to another event day, you know, for Life on Fire? And I pushed myself. I was like, no, finish strong, Randy. You got to go and just finish strong. That's what this is all about. You know, you want to meet epic people. Well, it ain't going to happen sitting on a couch watching football. And I strolled in literally for lunch to begin. And that day he had a really long lunch. It was like 12 to like 2. So I walk in at like, you know, 11:45, everyone's like leaving the room. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just get food. So I went to this little market. I remember specifically sitting there. I got my food, and then you were already sitting down, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were already sitting down with two other individuals from the event.
We're like chit-chatting,
yeah.
Like, because there's so much positive energy, so it's so easy to meet people there because everyone's like in the mood to chat. So
we
were like chit-chatting and stuff, and then I saw him sitting there, and so then he got into our conversation. A huge group of us ended up moving to sit outside, and again, just the energy was so high.
And that's the cool thing about going to events, is like everyone's guard is down, because everyone wants to meet new people. Like, no one is judging anyone, because you don't know who the next person is going to be, what they're into, how can they potentially change your life in terms of their friendship, or you know, whatever their vision is, whatever their business is, connection. So it's like everyone is just open to just chat, and you know, that's exactly what happened. I saw them, I'm like, oh, let me just sit right here. She looks beautiful, and you know.
Really, you're like, I saw her, and.
Yeah, you know, like, this looks like a good place to sit, like right here.
So we ended up totally hitting it off, and it was just like one epic conversation after the next. Like, so we ended up just sitting there and chatting. It ended up being just the two of us, chatting and chatting and chatting. finally it comes around to, he's like, why don't you take my car? And of course I'm like, yes, please. So like immediately followed up with him, and then we just instantly from there, we just started spending time together. He went out of the country for a couple weeks, but then when he came back, we were like dating, and then it was time for Life on Fire event number two. Oh. So the second event was absolutely unbelievable. He had so many breakthroughs scheduled for that event. Like, we were breaking boards and walking on glass. I mean, yeah, really incredible things were happening. And so the energy was just so cool. On the last day, Nick was sharing this just incredible testimony about his experience with faith and how his spirituality had grown and developed and really gotten him to where he is today.
And what was cool about that, he made that optional for everybody. So it was like cool to watch everyone actually stay all the way to the end to listen to his journey.
And in the end,
yes, I did stay as well. And in the end, I just committed my life to Christ. I got saved right there at the event. And it just like got me, man. Like when he was just, you know, he had all of us just stand there and, you know, he was praying and we had our eyes closed. And I just had that, like they say, you get the heartbeat going, man. And it just felt like that right moment. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, one of the best days of my life. And I know not just for me, but also for him and the Life on Fire community. It was just an amazing day for so many individuals that day.
Everything changed for us.
Yeah.
That opened up so much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was cool. That was Life on Fire event number two for us, too. Mm-hmm. And then what? Then we have Life on Fire event number three.
Yeah. Which was so incredible. This is, so by now, so we had already at this point attended two Life on Fire events. We were headed into our third Life on Fire event. By now, we like were besties with all the people that were at the whole community, because it's just, everyone's so positive, everyone's so uplifting. They're all like go-getters, high-performing people. So it was so exciting to just be around all these people. So by the time we got to the third one.
Yeah, we like knew everybody.
Networking. Oh, hey girl, like what's been going on?
Yeah, like everyone looks forward to the networking event that usually happens before the event starts, I believe on Thursday night. Yeah, so like, you know, it becomes a family, you know? And at that point I remember going and she had no idea what was about to happen that Life on Fire event. Only Nick and I knew. And that event was actually this past January. So Nick and I planned a little surprise for Alicia. And really it was my surprise to Alicia, but I needed Nick's approval to do it, since Life on Fire put us together. And we owe Nick so much, and Megan, and just the Life on Fire community, that we thought that it would be a cool idea for me to actually propose to Alicia right there on stage.
And he did! It was so cool!
No biggie, just 300 people.
Yeah,
and
it was,
we figured, epic. Why not?
No. But it's like our friends are in the audience, you know? So I was so blessed that, and it was like fresh out the gate, right? He proposed
well,
right away.
Yeah, because so I was talking to Nick about it, and he was like, yeah, you guys gonna go out there and just do your testimonial about your journey with just us and the Life on Fire and how it changed your life and, you know, your relationship. And I'm like, all right, cool, that sounds great. I didn't know it was gonna be the first freaking thing of the event. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is gonna be nuts. Like, this crowd, like, what if they don't even know us? And all of that was erased. The moment we like walked in and we realized all the people we knew, then it was like, oh man, this is gonna be fun. Like, and at that point, like, I mean, it's cool that we have it captured. I think that was the coolest thing about it all. And being able to revisit that video over and over and just see the support from the community pouring in during and after, and continues to just pour in from everyone. It was an unbelievable thing.
So after the proposal, we ended up, of course we were married, and we couldn't wait to be married. And so one of the cool things that we did was we actually, because of the connection that we had with Life on Fire, we asked Nick to actually marry us. So he became a deputy for a day and he officiated our wedding, and it was perfect. Like, he, by now he knows us so well, and he really has been a part of so many milestones in our life that it has truly just been such a blessing to be connected to this Life on Fire group. So he married us.
Yes, that was a one epic day. Yeah, it was, I mean, it was just, I think we didn't even have to think about it, who our officiant is going to be. Mm-hmm. It was like, we knew right away, like, I mean, it's gotta be Nick. Like, he's.
Yeah, we're like, I hope he says yes.
Like, yeah, he's like, he's the reason, and you know, and the Life on Fire community and Megan is why we even met. Like, it would be, I think, an insult if we don't ask Nick. You know, we need to just let the journey continue, and that's what, you know, that's what was cool, because it was genuine. I feel like he's just part of our life, like, journey together, because, you know, I met him when I met her, really. The friendship started for both of us at the same time, for me with Nick and with my wife now, Alicia, so. And it's all from a Facebook ad. You never know.
I know, right? Click that ad, because you might find the love of your life. When I was debating whether or not I should go to the Life on Fire event, I was like, okay, Alicia, you just need to go get your money back, you know, get your deposit back. And then I said, okay, if I'm gonna go and do this, if I'm gonna get all dolled up, put on a whole bunch of makeup and do my hair, walk in there with some heels on, then I need to set an intention for this. Like, what am I actually gonna get out of this?
Yeah.
And so I decided I'm going to meet somebody today. This is what I said to myself in the car on my way up, was I'm going to meet somebody today that radically changes my life. And then I was like, okay, Alicia, well, why don't you just meet someone that radically changes your business? But look what I met!
Both happened!
Changed my
Both
life!
Happened.
That's true, both happened, yeah, and it was just, So my encouragement to you, if you are at all considering whether or not this event is for you, consider what you want next in your life. What is it? What is your real goal? Like, what are you after? Are you looking to surround yourself with more positivity? Are you looking for, like, maybe you just need a little kick in the buns to get to another level in your life? Or maybe you're looking for access to resources or more business savvy or whatever it is that you need a breakthrough on. Set that intention. And then I promise you, you'll find it on Life on Fire, because when you go in there looking for that, you're gonna find it.
Not only should you go, drag your friends along, you know? Because I just want more of my friends to be part of this community now. Not just for myself, but I want them to get transformed and grow along with me, you know? So it's just, you know, there's no question if you should go. Like, that's not even a question that you should have in your mind anymore. It's more about, who else can I bring? You know, it's like, that's because then it's actually more fun if you do it with other people too, because now we do it together. So it's so cool to be able to reflect together. Every single time there's something new we learn, you know, and you never want to stop growing and learning. Like, and Life on Fire, the community itself, allows you to constantly reach new heights. I went to look for love. Here it is.
I found it.
Here is proof, guys. Look, we're not lying. Here it is.
So you know you gotta come over to lifeonfireevent.com to get your complimentary tickets.
And find your love.
We'll see you there.